While Rose explored the docks, the doctor decided to visit McCavity to inform him of Rod's death. "Is that a good idea?" Rose had wondered aloud.
"Gets me in to see him. He's rich and influential. Might be able to get us on a ship."
A watchman drove the doctor to McCavity's house.
"I've only been here once before," the driver told him. "Soon after I joined up. Sort of welcome parade thing. Wasn't long after, you know, might have been the first official function after that."
"Really?"
The doctor wondered what he was talking about. It probably wouldn't take much to find out.
"So, how did it go?"
The driver grimaced.
"Okay, I suppose, till the end. But how was I to know? I mean, no one warned me."
"Well, quite. Not your fault. No one ever warns anyone about, you know, that.
What happened?" "He greeted us all by name. Impressive. And then we all trooped past, shaking his hand. And I just said it. I meant it, too."
"I'm sure you did."
"I said, 'I'm so sorry about your wife.'"
He shook his head.
"Bad move."
The cart slowed to a steamy halt.
"They say he's just as touchy about it now as he ever was. And that was over 10 years ago."
The guards had asked the doctor to please wait in the hallway until Mr. McCavity had time to see him. So it seemed only polite, the doctor thought, to wait until they had gone before he wandered off to explore the house. The first room he looked in was grand and impressive. Mid-colonial furnishings, pastel paint job, nice carpet. Above the large stone fireplace was a portrait of a woman. The next room was smaller and more functional. It was dominated by a polished wooden desk. Again, there were pictures, dozens of them, everywhere. All of the same woman. Under the desk, almost out of sight, was a wooden chest, bound with metal straps and held shut by a padlock. It looked rather like an old sea chest. Across the other side of the hallway, a door led into a long gallery full of glass-fronted display cases.
"Whoa! Now this is more like it," the doctor exclaimed, and peered into the first of the cabinets.
It contained a model of a spaceship. A typewritten label described the ship as Buccaneer, the feared battle cruiser of notorious space pirate Hamlick Glint, present whereabouts unknown. A man entered the room. The doctor smiled apologetically.
"Drell McCavity, I presume."
"You do presume, but yes, I'm McCavity. And you must be Dr. John Smith, Inspector of the Watch."
"Yes, I must. Sorry to let myself in, couldn't resist. Splendid stuff you've got here."
"Thank you."
McCavity was a tall, thin man, but with a deep bass voice. His hair was steel grey, although he looked to be in his mid-30s.
"I thought I knew all the inspectors, but no matter. Let me show you around, Doctor."
"Thanks, I'd like that."
"While you tell me just why you're here, and why I've never heard of you."